Today's Tempo EMP is framework. Framework is an essential supporting structure. I want to turn your attention today to a familiar piece of scripture found in Hebrews chapter 11. It speaks volumes to our faith walk as believers. However, this scripture has been used to only focus or to magnify one part, found in verse 1. So today, we are going to focus on a bigger component, which is the total application to Hebrews chapter 11. So the first three verses, 1-3, goes like this. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good testimony. Verse 3. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Have you ever thought for a second the very thing you are hoping for is already provided for you and to you? The very thing that causes you pain or trouble is actually the vehicle to promote you or to create momentum for you in a particular direction. We have settled with the idea that because the thing is not visible to us, that it is not for us. See, faith is the capacity to comprehend what God can do, not what we can do. Let me share this example with you to paint this picture more. The majority of my life, I deeply desired a relationship with my father. However, my father, he had other plans. So from the outside looking in, I was perceived fatherless. I found out in my adult years that what I was hoping for did not have the capacity to receive me. So God sent several father figures to accomplish what one could not manage. But for so long, I was focused on my biological father. What am I saying today? The evidence of what I was hoping for did not come from what I was focused on or what I could see. It came from the very framework of what God had designed for me to accomplish in my lifetime. These father figures were entrepreneurs. They were fraternity brothers. They were teachers. They were pastors and music executives, well-rounded and accomplished individuals that added value to my life and helped frame who I am today. In other words, they were an essential supporting structure to God's plan for my life. My hope for you this week is for you not to perceive life according to what is taking place in front of you, but begin to take inventory on the provisions of grace that has been provided for you. Live life from the inside out, not from the outside in. Recognize the framework that has begun long ago. Until next time, be blessed and create momentum.